This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, care of Masonic Pathways, fax 989-466-3008, regarding Jane Large, L-A-R-G-E, date of birth 3-2-1933. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Large with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was November 2nd of 2022. She has gained 18 pounds over the last 4 months and complains of shortness of breath and worsening edema. She does have a follow-up visit with the nurse practitioner later this afternoon. And she reports that she has not had an echocardiogram for several years and does not have a local cardiologist since she's moved to the Masonic home. So she would be needing a referral from you if indicated. She did have lab studies done today, and there was a concern due to low potassium level, 3.2. Potassium was 20 milliequivalent on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and that was changed to 1 daily. And today her potassium level is 4.7. 4.4, potassium 4.4. Repeat creatinine was 1.7, and the labs will be fixed to us. The report is still pending. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, although she is not producing as much urine as she used to. Medication list is reviewed. She's anticoagulated with Xarelto, 20 milligram daily. Torsemide is 40 milligram daily. Since her last visit, she was also started on allopurinol, 300 milligram daily. And the potassium is 20 milliequivalent daily now. Also, metoprolol is 25 milligram twice a day, Pravacol, diazepam, vitamin D3, and a calcitrine ointment, vitamin D3 also. Physical exam, the patient is alert and oriented and appears in no physical distress, no respiratory distress. Her weight is 161 pounds, pulse is 79, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, temperature 97.8, blood pressure 127 over 68. And the labs were previously stated. And I do have a hemoglobin from 2/6 of 2023 of 11.4, normal white count, normal platelets, sodium 134, carbon dioxide is 29, albumin 4, calcium 9.2. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with increased creatinine up to 1.7, although that's the level it was in May of 2022. It does fluctuate between 1.7 and 1.5 for the last year. And that's most likely secondary to congestive heart failure exacerbation currently and bilaterally small kidneys. We would like monthly lab studies done. We've asked the patient to follow a low-salt diet and to restrict fluids to 64 ounces in 24 hours. The patient could have a 3-day diuresis, something like Xeroxilin, 2.5 milligram daily to be added to the torsemide that she currently takes. I would only do that for 3 days and then recheck the labs by the end of the week to be sure that potassium levels are stabilized and the creatinine is back to baseline. And a cardiology referral could be helpful, as well as an echocardiogram. And we will have a follow-up visit with her, telemedicine follow-up visit, within the next 2 to 3 months also. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.